It is very normal for people from any part of the world to associate to gang, you know, behind somebody that they can associate with, they can feel part of and all of that. So this for me is a very natural phenomenon, just as guys in Latin America are doing the same thing for cardinals from Latin America. So this bonding or this association based on origin and ties is a very natural and a very normal phenomenon.
Cardinal, your name and your other colleague Arinze's name has been mentioned. What should Africans expect from the Vatican?
This is the thing. This is the speculation that the press gets into, sometimes a little bit unrealistic. Because everybody knows that Cardinal Arinze is already the age of 80, and so he does not qualify by age even to go into a conclave to elect a pope, and he cannot be chosen or elected. So to talk about Cardinal Arinze going into conclave, it's a little bit off tangent, you know, it's a little bit off course. When Arinze was a young cardinal in Rome, you know, an African, everybody talked about him whenever a conclave came up. Then Arinze is now at 1080, and when you hit 80, you cannot elect a pope and you cannot be elected yourself. So Cardinal Arinze cannot be, and so very many other cardinals who are 80 plus. Now, since he is above the age, I suppose the natural thing is to turn attention to the one who is younger, and that comes to me and that comes to several other African cardinals who are under 80. And I respect the right of the media and the press to, you know, speculate about stuff like that, but so I'm kind of used to stuff, you know. You can stop people from speculating. The only thing we try to do is probably to guide it a little bit and, you know, inspire with a certain amount of, truth and, correspondence to reality.
In your mind, what should be the expectations of Africans? You being an African yourself with this new...
Expectation of Africa can only be one thing. This is not a United Nations affair. Neither is this an AU affair. It's nothing which is purely political. It's nothing which is purely continental stuff. This is essentially an exercise of the Catholic Church, okay? And it certainly does have influence and, it's widely spread and all of that. But it's essentially a church affair. Therefore, before we start going continental, we need first to go church and think about what the Catholic Church in Africa can do or should be doing with such an event. And when that is the case, then what we're heading for is a Catholic Church in Africa in communion with the Catholic Church around the world, choosing a pastor, choosing a chief pastor, somebody to exercise leadership over the whole church. So that essentially is what is at stake. It's the Catholic Church all over the world coming together, you know, to pray and elect a leader or a chief, a shepherd or a pastor to take care of the whole group. And incidentally, because the church is in the world and it has impact and influence on the rest of whatever, you know, the rest of society and all are related and associated with it. But essentially, and first and foremost, it's a church event.
What would be your message to Africans ahead of a new pope being elected?
No, I'd say that, you know, the Catholic Church in several places in Africa has proven to be a real leaven in society, trying to contribute its bit to the human development concern of a lot of citizens and, you know, populations in Africa. It has tried to provide the accompaniment that it believes it should provide to humanity in its march and walk through history. And so the Catholic Church has done stuff like that in several places. Therefore, it is understandable that when the Catholic Church stands before an event like this, the rest of Africa, although not Catholic, should associate with the church and feel with the church. That is understandable. But essentially, what would invite all on our continent to do is first and foremost to recognize what this is. It's a church event and church exercise, an exercise that will take place and will be carried on through prayer and a lot of intercession, asking God, to whom the church belongs, to provide the leadership to lead the church through its missionary passage through time and space in different parts of the world. And when that is the case, rest of Africa, probably we ask them to pray with us that God would bestow on us or grant us a leader that can provide a type of leadership that will continue to make the Catholic Church responsive to the needs of the various citizens on the continent.